Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, January 16. Coming up, Jamaicans to benefit from scholarship opportunities in Morocco, government to complete national consular policy, and SDC develops asset map of Clarendon. The news in detail after the break.
NHD Schemes. Do you have a business whose main purpose is to support community development? Then enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge for a chance to win a part of over $10 million in prizes and business development support. Transform your social venture. Transform your community. Enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge. For details, visit nhd.gov.jm or any NHD office. Registration closes January 20, 2017.
Now the news. Jamaicans are to benefit from scholarship opportunities for study in the African Kingdom of Morocco. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says under a recently signed cooperation agreement between both countries, as many as 100 scholarships will be made available to Jamaicans annually for pre- and post-graduate degrees, as well as short courses. Minister Johnson-Smith adds that 35 of the scholarships are earmarked for professionals within the public service.
The good thing about this is that they're giving us the opportunity to align with national development goals to select where we want the scholarships to lie. So we're working on that with the Ministry of Education now.
The Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. Meanwhile, the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister says the government is targeting the completion of a new national consular policy this year. The policy, for which preparation was approved by Cabinet in 2016, aims to support the improvement and standardization of service delivery to members of the Jamaican diaspora through overseas missions and honorary consuls. Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the policy will also enlighten Jamaicans in the diaspora on what to expect from the proposed improved services. She says the document will be made available on the ministry's website and Facebook page, as well as at the various missions.
Everybody must understand what kind of service you should expect, what services we can provide, because remember, we are still overseas and we can't do everything, and we do work with resource constraints. But I think sharing information will take us a far way, and standardizing service will take us a far way to meeting the needs of our people overseas.
Senator Johnson-Smith was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. Potential investors interested in Clarendon will soon have ease of access to an asset map of the parish, which outlines the resources available in all 79 communities. Developed by the Social Development Commission, the SDC, the electron map uses GPS technology to identify areas of interest to persons using the system. Deputy Executive Director of Research and National Priorities at SDC, Juanita Reed, says the information will assist economic growth at the community level.
Assets not only in terms of the buildings, but in terms of where we have lands, where we have a particular product probably growing in an area. We can see all of that through the map, so we know what assets that are there for persons to use to develop their local economic activities. And these maps are actually used as management tools, because we are able to now map all those local economic initiatives. We are able to show you on a map where exactly they are.
The map also contains information locating infrastructure such as hospitals, churches, and police stations. It will be officially presented to the public on January 27 during the SDC's GIS Day at the Maypen Town Square in Clarendon. And Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the ministry is ready to roll out audiovisual and transcript technology to be used in at least 70 courts across the island. Mr. Chuck says the technology will enable the efficient archiving of court transcripts.
We won't have judges taking notes and court reporter there. We will simply have a recorder recording everything that happens in the court.
The Justice Minister was speaking at the unveiling ceremony of a legal aid mobile unit in Kingston recently. Meanwhile, he says other developments are to take place in the justice sector, including passage of the Integrity Commission, arbitration, and the Plea Bargain Acts. A major campaign will also be launched to strengthen and empower justices of the peace across the island, and 14 justice centers are to be established to advance restorative justice, child diversion, human trafficking, and domestic abuse services. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.